You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Kyle Veazey is our guest from the mayor's office.
We're getting really close to launching a new city website. And, you know, hopefully within the next couple weeks.
The one that's full of all the metrics, or?
No, different. The whole MemphisTN.gov, like the whole big website.
We've been working on it
for a year or so. Everything. Like, it's just the whole city of Memphis website. And so we're at the point now where, like, the plane is circling the runway, and we're having to go through and weed out old content and fix things and, you know, just going through every page and making sure everything's okay, and we're just going to kind of get together.
Has it been down for a bit, or just going to just be a...
No, it's I mean, the...
Replacement.
I think it was last redesigned in 2010 or 2012. I forget which. So it's long overdue. And for the first time, actually, we will be launching a mobile responsive website. You know, more people get their internet on their phone now than they do on their desktop.
Yeah.
And our current site doesn't really embrace that. The new site will.
Why would somebody want to access the city site on their phone? Just out of curiosity.
Well, same reason you'd access it on your desktop. I mean, I don't even have a desktop at home. I don't even have a laptop at home.
Really?
My wife and I, we have a laptop, but it's so old that I use it every... I do my taxes on my phone.
Really?
Like TurboTax. I mean, I just do all that. So that's just kind of where that is these days. And people, you know, they apply for a job, or they make a payment on a traffic ticket, or...
I mean, you kids.
Yeah, kids these days with their phones.
Huh. So how big is your phone?
It's you know, the standard size, you know, the...
So you do your taxes on that and do all of your business on there, and do your banking on there?
Yeah.
Credit cards on there?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared about that being insecure?
Well, it's the same as
unsecured.
Doing the answer is yes, but the same level of scared that I would with a computer. I mean, they're both, at the end of the day, using wireless internet.
At the mercy of...
So
system,
if
yeah.
someone, like if you wanted to pull up in front of my house and intercept, not that I'm suggesting this live on the radio, but if
I
you did.
I did want to, though.
Then you would have just the same amount of ability to do that on my phone as you would on a computer,
well, that,
right?
That's a pretty good point, yeah. Hmm. That gives me ideas.
I know.
You were like your
really
phone tonight.
Hate that we went down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's a good point, though. So the new city website will be functional and... I don't really get what's on it, but I guess that requires going there to see it.
Yeah, you probably would want to go see what's on it.
What is the address going to be, or what is the address?
It's MemphisTN.gov.
Well, that's pretty easy to remember. So it's on your phone, on your laptop, if you're old and have one of those. Otherwise, you hipsters can do it on your phone and rock on as you drive and look at it going 80 down to 40. Other notes?
We don't recommend that, by the way.
Okay. Other notes from Mr. Veazey, who has filled 8,000 potholes by himself.
That's right.
According to my notes.
That's right.
The city has had some issues with weather that you may have recalled from this winter from hell that just won't stop. And the ice and such and the salt and the brine make the concrete roads, well, they fall apart. Hence you have potholes. So they have filled 8,000. From when to when? Here of late or since last year?
In the past month.
Really?
I think that started January 12th.
Well, that's
12th.
Pretty impressive and efficient.
Yeah, like right after the snow and ice melted, right after it, you know, got back to sanity weather-wise, Public Works kind of shifted a lot of its crews that were doing a lot of the snow and ice, the sand, that kind of stuff. They shifted those crews onto pothole duty and, you know, working...
Well, that's smart.
Overtime, I think, and just trying to go out and... Not only take in service requests, but go out and just see them and fill them.
So how many people over the years and just, I mean, for always, have tried to sue the city over a new tire that a pothole caused?
Yeah, fair
a
number.
A lot?
Well, we have a claim system set up for that. So it's clearly not rare if we have an actual place online on the website that you can go and start your claim process.
Huh. Well, so this is progress, because it used to be there was zero progress, and now it seems that this is, as you know, silly as it sounds, 8,000 potholes,
a lot of potholes
being done is,
and there's more,
pretty dang good.
I think anyone who Anyone who's driving around listening to me right now says, well, you didn't get this one. Mm-hmm. And to which I would say, you're probably right.
Yeah.
And what we would humbly ask you to do is to call 311 or go to memphistn.gov/311 or use the 311 app on your smartphone, Drake, to report said pothole.
Really good idea, Kyle.
And there is something to be said for, like, we do at times, and depending on the route, go down the route and just fill them as we see them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't do that to every street. And we can't fill what we don't know about sometimes.
Is there one part of town that stands out as being more...
I don't think so.
Problematic? It's just everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Because these roads have really been abused this past couple
of months. Well, yeah, it's everywhere. And it's, you know, particularly on the streets that are on the back end of the paving cycle. You know, because it just makes sense. Like, if you haven't had paved, and if you were paved last year, you're probably better than you were 25 years ago. That's just common sense.
Well, that's...
But that's all over the city.
That's progress. Our guest is Kyle Veazey from the mayor's office doing various work. As we are running late, we will try to summarize these things. This story here, I want you to explain.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive on the face of it. I didn't get to really get into it deeply and read it twice to make... a ton of sense of it. But the concept is the reinvigoration of the Memphis and Shelby County Community Redevelopment Agency.
Mm-hmm.
This is a city and county unified effort to pump more than $100 million into some of the bad neighborhoods in coming years. This is being spearheaded by Rosalind Willis. Explain what this is. Is the money being raised? Is it already there? What is the goal?
Well, the CRA is a joint city-county agency, so Mayor Luttrell and Mayor Strickland are kind of both have their hands in this. And the point of that, the reason it exists is to approve TIFs, which are tax increment financing districts. It's the cousin to our good friend the TDZ. It's just that these use property tax, the increase in property tax revenues because of a development or because of an investment to pay for things. So you have to have a zone. You have to say, this is a TIF zone, and we're going to draw a boundary here, and we're going to pay for improvements here with the revenue that's going to come because of the improvement. And, you know, the goal is to see where in the city we can have more of them and to continue to find ways to invest in the core city. Remember, that was the whole state of the city thing a month ago.
Right.
Was, you know, we're not growing outward anymore. And that those days are done. And so you got to figure out ways to
grow up,
to build up, and to invest in the core, to invest in our neighborhoods, and do it in a way that's fiscally responsible. You know, TIFs are used all across the country. They're used here. And so the goal is to just continue to do more and more of that. And the, you know, the agency could exist, but right now it kind of has more momentum because both of the mayors have seen the value and have said, look, this is a tool that we can use over the next however many years, 10, 20 years in particular, to really reinvest in a lot of these neighborhoods. And this is a key priority for both of us.
Yes,
so
it
that's
is.
Yes. That's why you have that agency.
So the money comes from where? Did I miss that part?
Well, it comes from the increased tax revenues that come from the improvement. You know, like TDZ is a sales tax. This is property tax. I don't want to muddle the area, but it's the same general principle.
So this is a ton of money. Is it attainable quickly or over time?
Over time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, over time.
But the plan, though, is a sound one. So hopefully the monies will come flowing in because that's one of the things. It's the blight. It's the poverty. It's the all those things that go into that little arena of trouble and issues that are problematic for this town that require some work. This just caught my eye, too. Operation Ceasefire is a smart concept. Explain that briefly because it's more about crime and police. This began in Boston and worked. Mm-hmm. What's the plan?
Next time you have Amy Wyrick on here, ask her about it. They're the ones who are administering it. But the 30,000-foot view is working together with law enforcement. We're involved because obviously MPD and some of the social services we offer. They call in. The first event was they called in 10. I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know if it's going to be 10 or 100 or whatever every time going on. They called in 10 individuals who were either on parole or probation and said, here's the deal. You got two paths to pick. One is all the folks over here on this side of the room that are here to connect you to a job, connect you to housing, connect you to skills training, you know, a productive life. And if you don't choose that path, and, you know, we're not going to make you choose one, but if you don't choose that one, here's all our friends on the other side of the room, Director Rawlings, FBI, TBI, you know, whatever it may be, saying that if you return to violence, the consequences are stiff and severe, and here are the number of years you will spend in the state penitentiary. And so it has worked in Boston and many other cities. Boston did pioneer it in the mid-90s.
How did they choose the candidates to give the choice to? The really bad dudes?
I don't know how they got to the... I don't know how those 10 were chosen, but I do know that the general idea is individuals who are on parole or probation at, or who are on parole or probation right now.
So you earn your place in that choice line.
Yeah, you're not just walking down the street. Yeah. No, you.
But if you keep it up, here's the deal.
You got to pick a path.
You choose.
And you have to bring, because you're compelled to be there because probation or parole, you have to bring a loved one with you. So you have to bring, you know, mom or cousin or whoever it may be.
What if no one loves you anymore?
Well, that could be a problem, Drake. But assuming that someone does, they have to be there with you. And, you know, that applies a little bit of pressure on your shoulders to pick one of the two paths, right?
So if your grandmama shows up, you
probably
want
to go
right
to the other side of the room where,
or at least fake it for her benefit.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the choice would be pretty clear cut.
I think it would be pretty clear cut, but
yeah.
But yes, it has worked.
Just the incessant issue we have of repeat offenders is really getting old.
Well, I did say,
and the system is getting old, and Amy's sick of it.
Oh yeah,
and everybody's sick of it, and the same knuckleheads. You know, it's just got to stop somewhere.
I did some reading on Boston's last week and what they did in the mid-90s. You know, Boston's a city of... The population of Boston and the population of Memphis are almost the same. I don't know if people know that or not. Boston's metro area is much larger, but the city limits, right? And so they have 600, 650,000 people, and they identified that really about 750 to 1,250 of them, roughly, let's say 1,000, were the ones who were causing 90% or some large percentage of the violence, right? And I don't think that strikes anyone as odd. That just probably happens in every city. And I think what this program does, what it did in Boston, what we hope we'll do here, is to kind of target the individuals who are causing most of the trouble.
So who takes the lead on this to kind of narrow down who the baddest of the bad are who need to be in this little choice meeting?
Amy's office.
How often do they do it?
I don't know. I don't know how often they're going to be doing this.
We ought to drag Amy up here. Yeah, it's been a few months.
Get her in here to talk about how, if it's weekly, monthly. I don't know. And I'm sure there's probably a pilot phase. There's, you know, they're probably learning what they did last week and you know, how that goes.
That is worthy.
It's part of the Crime Commission plan.
Yeah, she enjoys coming here a lot. It beats being on Channel 3 once a week. So she comes here and, you know. Right. And,
well, but I mean, Alex and Mary Beth are pretty cool.
Oh, they're awesome. But it's, you know, boring. So she comes here because we're fun.
Yeah. I'd like to go on Channel 3 and do the cooking segment.
I think you should. In fact, you got a call today and asked for Miss Conley and say Mary Beth, Kyle Veazey. Yeah. I want to come cook.
I've got some recipes. I'd like to show them all.
I think that Alex and she would love to have you. They're both very nice people.
Very nice people.
And they kill a good hour over there, and it costs them nothing at all.
And that couch? Very comfortable.
Couch is awesome.
Very comfortable.
Same couch.
A little too red. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little too red.
Same couch they use for that little dumb politics show they have.
Inflamed Sources.
Yeah.
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 Same couch. Right. Informed Sorcery. One of the two.
Filthy, just floating in bacterial funk.
No, I mean, it's
Otis Sanford. It's just nasty.
Yeah, I was a regular on that program for, gosh, like 3 years ago.
Boy, good times, huh?
It was before I took David Kustoff's seat. When Councilman Strickland was running for office, because he and David were law partners, they said, you know, you probably shouldn't be on the show. And then I got to fill his seat for most of that summer. And then David gets elected to Congress.
Yeah. Wow.
You tape it and then you do what with it?
I taped all the ones that you were on back in the day.
Did you watch them? Because you didn't say that you watched them. You threw them out.
My Abeta machine went belly up.
So. Channel 24 is doing a similar. They have a Sunday morning show now.
All right. I'll be sure to catch that.
The great Ricky Ransom.
All right. Oh, yeah. He's back on some station.
24.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good for him. Everybody's employed, got a job. It's everything. The media in this town, flourishing.
Flourishing.
All going extremely well.
In most mid-sized markets, in fact.
Oh, my God. We're making money like you would not believe, as is city government. Thank you very much for insight. I do want to hear more about this thing from Ms. Wyrick. That's a really good idea. And it might be a deterrent to these career criminals who need to either be shot in the head or make a better choice. And these other things that are underway also are optimistic and cause for hope. So thank you for the time today and the optimism. And have fun with the IT guys. Tell them we're just kidding about them being nerds, but not really.
I'll tell them we're kidding. I got to work with them all day. So I don't think they're nerds at all. I think they're great. Great individuals. Great Memphians.
You are lying through your teeth.
Great Memphians, Drake.
Morning, fellas. BZ's lying. He's on the way to see you, though. So have fun today with those boys.
Well, that should be fun.
And when the website is done, by next Tuesday, we'll discuss more about what's on there.
Yeah, it won't be by next Tuesday, but maybe by two Tuesdays from now.
Okay.
Maybe.
Council off this week, on next Tuesday.
Off this week, on next week.
Well, they're always fun. So we'll look forward to that.
Always a blast.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you next time. Kyle BZ from the City of Memphis Mayor's Office. We will see him next Tuesday. We will next see our friend David Waters. Josh Hysaw. We'll discuss him right now. This is a guy that sells houses. He's the star of the show in this town when it comes to getting your house on the market and sold for the monies that you wish to get for it. Experience, effectiveness, that's what he do. Has for a long time. You meet with him and get a plan going on. The home is exposed to people on the internet, everywhere that it needs to be. And you will get some offers. You show the house, the offers come pouring in. You choose one, and the money that you want, you usually get that with no problem. And it's a good plan. If the plan isn't going your way, you can always bail out. And in 45 days, if it isn't sold, Josh will either buy the house from you or make the payments. That's a pretty sweet deal that is hard to turn down. A number of folks have worked with Josh, gotten great results. You could be next. Josh Hysaw is the man's name, 461-8147. He's good at this and knows how to do it and has for a long time. If I were you, I would choose him or at my house and my time to move. Everybody has their day, but call this guy. Josh sells the midsouth.com is the website. 461-8147 is the number to get a hold of Josh Hysaw. A break and back with David Waters after this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.